And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today. I am Keno Cummings with you all the way through until midday. We live in the times of COVID-19. It affects every fabric of your life. It has decimated some countries. The fact that we've acted as quickly as we have, I think, has been brilliant. Some of the cracks are starting to show. So at 10:30, we'll have that chat to Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, who's now having a fight with the mayor of Cape Town. So stay tuned for that one. But right now, let's look at some of your trending stories. We'll also look at the lockdown diary with Barbara Friedman. Hey, Barbara, good morning.
Morning, Keno.
So where do we start?
Okay, I thought we'd just mention the liquor store video that went viral over the weekend. It was actually a store adjacent to ShopRite, although on the video, the logo of ShopRite is so kind of in your face that I think a lot of people didn't realize that it was actually apparently, according to the police, it was the adjacent store. And they have arrested somebody for that, and I think are looking for more people. But I just thought I'd mention that because it has gone viral, and it wasn't great to see that, was it, over the weekend?
No.
And yeah. It raises the questions about these lockdown regulations. And, you know, I actually can see very clearly why the alcohol one is in place, maybe less so with the cigarettes. But this is what happens. And a Dunoon tavern also broke the laws and was bust. And they confiscated about R500,000 worth of alcohol over the weekend. So that's also happened in the Western Cape. I thought I'd just mention those.
On that point, though, someone called in last week, a man who owns a distillery in Maitland, and someone broke into his distillery to help himself to rum, and he was too drunk to get out, so they arrested him. There's some interesting things, but while we laugh at some of these things, there's a serious issue with alcohol dependence, which is the underlying issue that one needs to look at. Not that we didn't know, but it just shows you to which extent. I've just had a lovely lady phone into the show now saying she's going to buy a pack of the cigarettes today, that someone's going to get her, and she's paying 50 rand for the pack.
Sure. Heck no, it's not easy. I mean, I think when people are addicted to things, I think that, you know, putting them into this forced situation does not help or anyone around them either.
Yeah, true story. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the second one I was going to mention was something that played out over and over again on the international networks, particularly CNN, over the weekend, which was a video, a Facebook video that has also gone absolutely viral, of a bus driver called Jason Hargrove, who went onto social media a couple of weeks ago, fuming about a coughing passenger, someone on his bus who had not covered her face, and she'd coughed four or five times sort of over him. And then you watch this video and you're kind of thinking, yeah, I can understand his anger. And then you'd realize that 11 days after he posted that video, he died from coronavirus. And, you know, it was just sort of seeing this kind of emotional video of his that he posted on Facebook and then hearing that he actually did die. 11 days later makes you realize that people, please take seriously traveling. And this issue of masks, which I must be honest, I have like changed my mind over the last few weeks about, but now realize it's not about you protecting yourself from others. It's about wearing a mask in case you maybe are one of those carriers who's asymptomatic. So if you're in a bus, if you're close to people, wear a mask. Make your own. Don't use the N95 masks that are in dire need for medical people. And go and find out how to do that. So, yeah, I just thought that story was quite heart-wrenching, just watching his video, which has had, you know, over 600,000 views and lots of, obviously, opinions about people, you know, traveling on buses and the safety of your bus drivers. And then I'm going to, just before I talk about the final, more lighthearted one, I just wanted to mention the Scotland's chief medical officer. I don't know if you saw this that was trending and making the airwaves last night. She went and she did a public service video to the nation, to the Scottish people, saying, please stay home. Do not travel to your other homes. Do not go on holiday. Do nothing. She then was bussed traveling to her holiday house in Fife twice over the weekend. Yes. So she actually went on air and she did a public apology to the nation, saying she knows she gave this directive to the people, and she then broke it herself. And although the Scottish Prime Minister said it was fine, she has now resigned. And I thought that was interesting, considering in our country, I think that would be hard to come by. Number one, anyone in power apologizing for their misdemeanors, and two, actually resigning. So she's actually resigned because she went to her holiday house on two weekends.
But all she should have not been. Is this a politician? No, hey?
Yeah, she's the medical chief medical officer, which is like a kind of a political position. Oh. You know, she's been a very good. I mean, their stats are pretty good, but she's fallen on her sword for actually giving out advice that she didn't stick to. So let that be a lesson, politicians.
Well, there you go.
And then finally, finally on a lighter note, I did mention a sort of live game park drive on Friday, which there's debate over, but it does seem to be a true one. But this one is our very own Sandparks, which has live webcams. You can tune in and see what the wildlife is up to during lockdown. And they have go to the Sandparks website and you'll be able to click on it. And I just also love their hashtags. Hashtag 21 days, 21 destinations. So you can sit in your own home and you can go to 21 destinations in 21 days, which you can't do in real life. And then hashtag SA will travel again. And I just like that because I do want people to feel, I mean, it's the one industry that's been so hard hit. Yes. Hashtag don't cancel, postpone.
100%. 100%.